Barhead. There was so much fun happening at the Barhead Ladies Bonspiel held over the weekend from January 31st to February 1st. There were 8 teams in total, with 4 teams coming from out of town. Teams traveled to Barhead to participate from Slave Lake, Swan Hills, Onaway, and Stony Plain. "We had a pajama party theme," said Karen Measures, Bonspiel organizer. Teams dressed up in matching pajama outfits as their uniforms, from darker colors to white pajamas with roses. Measures shared that the pajamas made for great picture taking and lots of laughs. The Bonspiel also had some fantastic curling happening. The B&B Wilson team from Swan Hills got an 8-ender, which is very rare to see. An 8-ender is when a team puts all 8 stones in play in a single end, which translates to a perfect maximum score of 8 points for that single end. For the third year running, Dale Gummo presented the curling club manager, Krista Measures, with a donation of $1,000 in his late wife's memory, Lorene Gummo. She was a very avid curler for many years, and the trophy for the Bonspiel is named in her honor. The winners of the Ladies Bonspiel and the Lorene Gummo trophy was Team Ward from Slave Lake, with Don Matheson, Julie Kitts, Anne Nering, and Paulette Ward. They played Michelle Rao from Barhead in the Bonspiel finals. It was a tight game with 8 ends played. The men's Bonspiel is happening at the end of February, running from February 28th to March 3rd. The Newman Memorial Open Spiel, which is in memory of Wayne Newman, runs from March 28th to March 30th. More information is available on the Barhead Curling Club Facebook page.